Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Planning for Retirement. I'm your host, Scott Nelson, and with me today are Elise Azaris and Jerem Olson. Hey guys.
Hello.
What's up?
So we heard an expression this week, health is wealth. And we've had a couple of things happen in the last couple of weeks that I thought were kind of reminders of that. Where do you want to start, Elise?
I thought that we would start by sharing why we're talking about health as wealth. So we specialize in retirement planning, and a lot of times clients come in, they don't, I guess, maybe they just don't know that Medicare, when you turn 65, it does not cover long-term care needs. So what is long-term care needs? It's if you can't do two or more activities of daily living, meaning dressing, bathing, getting around, eating. And so a lot of times we suggest that you should get some sort of policy, a life insurance policy that has a long-term care rider built in with it, or if they already have a long-term care policy. It's just important to think about long-term care needs. But if we can hopefully extend or, you know, avoid, prevent by focusing on health, I think that's very important.
For sure, for sure. So I now have a brand new Medicare card myself.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know, proud milestone, right?
Getting up there.
Fortunately, or unfortunately, so a few years ago, I had a health scare and kind of recognized that I need to make a few changes. And so I'm pleased to report that I'm almost 70 pounds lighter than I was at my peak. And a couple of weeks ago, I'm proud to report that I earned my black belt in karate.
Yeah. I'm still convinced I could take it.
We'll get that on video.
Yeah, we might have to get that on video.
Maybe we can do that for our next episode.
Yeah, we just need you to sign a waiver.
Fight night.
Yep, sign a waiver.
You just need to sign a waiver so after I hurt you, you can't sue me. Anyway, yeah, karate, June 2nd. June 2nd.
Okay, I'll be there.
Yeah.
After this in the parking lot.
Anyway, one thing I learned about that is that it was a good tool for me. That might not be for everyone. My wife won't. But Elise has decided to pick that up, and it has increased my flexibility. It's increased my strength. It's increased my health overall. I'm not advocating that for everyone, but I am advocating that you find something that you like to do. So one of the things that can happen in retirement, and we used to see it a lot more, fortunately the trend is reversing, but it used to be that once a person retired, their life expectancy was only about a year and a half because they stopped everything, took it easy, gained weight, had a heart attack or something, and that was it. So in today's world, what is it they say, the 70s, the new 50, people are getting more active, and we're inclined to recommend doing that also. Do something that requires some movement, find a coach, get active, watch what you eat. Yeah, I know. We like what we like, but watch what we eat, and you can maintain your health and hopefully avoid a long-term care need in the long term.
Yes, I was going to share. I'm not a nutritionist or anything.
But we did do an episode with a nutritionist.
We did.
Please look it up.
We did do one. But I was going to share something that was shared with me, and I believe it was from a doctor. They said it's good to eat what's in season. And I know that's hard with where we live. We live in Utah, and so winters are pretty harsh, and it's hard to grow a whole lot in the winter. But if you kind of check and see what time of year and what things are in season, I was told that that's actually what's good to eat at that time. And it's so easy to go get fast food all the time. Mm. But I think, too, even in that, quantity is important to think about. But also I was going to share, you're 65 now, and you talked about, you know, finding something active that you can do. When you turn 65, a lot of Medicare supplement and Advantage plans, they offer a lot of extra benefits if you do like a tracking of your steps, tracking of activity. Mm-hmm. Gym memberships are a lot of times included in extra benefits. So you're kind of at a great age. Mm-hmm. You have things that are paid for. Or
yes. I've earned it.
But we do see a lot of clients that, you know, in retirement, they have to, there's a lot of surgeries, knee replacement, shoulders, just hips. And if you're already active before those things come into play, I think rehab and getting back to full mobility is a lot easier if you're already
if you're in better condition,
these things. Sure. So health really is wealth. You can spend a lot of money in retirement just for healthcare needs. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important to think about that.
Yep, agreed. I can touch my toes and you can't.
That's true. We did this in the office the other day. Everyone in the office could touch their toes except for me. So maybe I should get a sensei. We'll see. Get started there.
Just calling it out.
it's kind of a true fact. A lot of the times people talk to me when it comes to exercise, and they say that they just don't have the time. They don't have the time to do it. But I would like to argue that you don't have the time not to do it.
That's so true.
The amount of time that you save long term, how you're able to get work done quicker, you feel better, you recover from surgeries, from health challenges faster, easier. It saves you time and it saves you money in the long run, even though in the short term it may not necessarily feel like that.
That's so true. And not only for physical, but mental health, it helps a lot for me anyway. So I might hate it when I'm doing it, but I feel a lot better afterward. I'm actually training right now to do a relay marathon. So that's new.
What is it, five miles?
So my leg is 5 miles, but I have not been a runner long distance. So this is very new. So it's a different mind frame shift of thinking, you know, I got to run for X amount of minutes versus how fast can I run a mile or something.
It's going to be uphill too, right?
I don't know.
I think your leg's the uphill one.
But it's good to have goals. I think that makes it easier mm-hmm. when you know, thinking about working out, like, oh, I don't want to do this. Well, let's set a goal and then you can do training from there. So,
but again, health is wealth. If you can keep the bills down, that's awesome. If you can keep your body physically healthier, less medical requirements. But find your passion. We have clients who are avid golfers and are out and they're getting their steps, they're getting their vitamin D, enjoying it, being social. All of those are positives. We have some avid pickleball players, and I would be scared to get on the court with them, honestly. They're really good. Jerem here, I would never take him on in basketball. And I'm not going to try to run 5 miles with Elise. But I got my 2 in on the treadmill today, so there's that. But find what you like. Watch what you eat. Stay active. But then also have a plan for if there is a long-term care need. How are you going to protect the rest of your assets and your spouse and have a plan in place so that there is contingency, but then do all you can not to need it.
Thank you. And if you have questions or if you don't know where to begin or where to look for those long-term care needs, we're happy to sit down and discuss those with you. We do free consultation for that. So
yep,
come on in.
We are certified long-term care advice. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
Thank you.